All right, everybody, welcome back. We put the whole Mishbucha back together again. It's Monday, and super stoked to be here because we got a lot to get to, obviously, after this weekend. So listen, let's just get started. I want to run through our sponsors, and I'm not trying to hustle. It's just a matter of we got so much we want to talk about. Let's get to it. And as always, I ask this. If you're a listener, if you're a viewer, if you're a great friend, if you're a chaplain, if you've been with us a long time, or if today, for some reason, is your first day here, supporting our sponsors is how we keep this thing rolling, okay? So everybody's got a different business model, podcasters, YouTubers, et cetera. We're kind of coming from the old school radio place of working with local companies like 7 Mile Casino. And there's so many places to play cards. There's places to see shows, slots, hotels, pools. This is a card room. You play blackjack, you play poker. There's a Sammy's restaurant and bar, which is Sammy's Woodfire Pizza. The food is outrageous. There's no smoking. And it's 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. Best location. You're going to love it. 7 Mile Casino. Their website is 7milecasino.com. And we always encourage you, if you have any problems with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Local companies like MedCline. Today, their CEO, Rick Slider, is expected to stop by. He's a huge Padres fan. He was at the game yesterday. Can't wait to hear what I'll call the average fan is thinking right now. Now, Rick is here in San Diego, as are all of the people who work at MedCline. The history of MedCline is at UCSD with this doctor who was facing this like acid reflux problem and finally decided he got to figure it out and fix it on his own. So acid reflux problems, pain, shoulders in particular, if you're sleeping or trying to sleep and you can't because of these sorts of issues, MedCline is the answer. You'll save 20%, MedCline.com/greatfriends. You'll see their CEO a little later on today. It's great to have them back. Local companies, Torrey Holistics, California Holistics. They got one in North County. They got one in South County. Now, Alex, I see that you've got the promo code last month. That's okay. As you always say, just go to our website, click on Torrey Holistics, and you'll see the new promo code, which is Feel Good. F-E-E-L, Feel Good. Feel Good. Torrey Holistics up north, California Holistics down south. You save 20% when you spend $75 or more. Local companies, I keep on rolling. iThrive MD. Alex has lost over 50 pounds with iThrive MD. That's all I have to say. 858-240-1497. I guess I could add this. You'll save $200 per month. The only bad news with iThrive is that we've had great friends calling and asking, hey, I want to come in, see the doc, get an appointment. I want to get on this deal. Dude, it's hard to come by now. Everybody's using this product to lose weight. Get on their waiting list, 858-240-1497. And I don't mean get on their waiting list and go eat like a pig for the next 2 months, all right? That's what I would do. Also, speaking of local companies, can you get more local than my guy, Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Realty Services? Something's going on in real estate right now. I'm no expert, but I love to walk around on the weekends and look at open houses in my neighborhood. I'm kind of a nosy guy like that. The stock or the prices of houses are going up again. And I think what's happening is people are trying to buy and get in before the rates go down and then they can make an adjustment. So if you have questions related to real estate in San Diego, 858-376-1299. That's our guy, Gary Cooper. And lastly, hey, Penske San Diego, another local, PenskeSanDiego.com, right? Their website makes things faster and easier to go buy or lease a new car. So please, if you're thinking new car, use our sponsors, Penske San Diego, PenskeSanDiego.com. All right. Lots to get to. It's Monday. Stoked to be here. Let's roll. What's up, everybody? Hey, it's Tuesday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. And we're coming to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. For those of you that are listening on radio, I always tell you guys, come over to the YouTube show. Grande, Browner, it's Tuesday, so you know I'm up here in L.A. playing L.A. Cap today. Weird things happen in L.A., just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocker.
I know. You're not in Encinitas anymore. You know, you're not in Cardiff anymore when you're staying in downtown L.A. Because last night, guys, I got off the radio. And went to have dinner with a buddy of mine. I've told you about my best buddy who totally screwed me over because He had a big giant mansion in LA and a beautiful guest house in the back in Beverly Hills in a beautiful gated community. And I was like, that's where I'm going to stay when I have to go up there to work. And then he sold it and moved to Boca Raton. And now I'm staying in a hotel in downtown LA. And let me tell you something. I parked last night at LA Live about 10:30. Browner, I'm rocking my fanny pack. I'm rocking this big old rascal right here. I'm wearing it in the front, Browner. I'm wearing it in the front so that if a fool sees me in the streets.
Clutching onto it.
Yeah. If a fool sees me in the streets, he'd be like, oh, I don't even know what's in that guy's fanny pack. I ain't messing with that guy.
You already know it. Blam blammer with the blam blammer. You already know what time it is.
Anybody go to Petco last night and get one of those Padre fanny packs?
Nope.
I already got one. I already got a man bag. Okay. I don't need no or bag man. However you want to, you know, arrange the wording. I don't need another one. Actually, I was gonna get another one from Levi, but that's a different story.
Didn't you call it something else yesterday? Didn't you call it like a bag, bruh, or something like that?
Yeah, it's bag, bruh. It's a bag, bruh. Listen, as a anniversary gift for this show, whenever that is, I'll figure it out. I'm going to get Alex one.
I got one. Well, my wife got one. It's a very neutral. So, do you guys know in the Carlsbad Mall, there's a store that does like off-seasonal warehouse sales?
When you say Carlsbad's, what are you talking about? Like what
Carlsbad Mall?
The 15, right?
When you say the mall, do you mean the outlet malls?
I don't know. No. The mall.
The indoor Carlsbad mall.
Off mall. Like by the 78 somewhere up there.
Oh, by the wild animal park.
Oh, that's not Carlsbad.
Well, I think it's called Carlsbad on Google Maps.
Really? So,
yeah.
Not Escondido.
Not Escondido. Yeah. So there's a store that does like these weekly. They have a new store in there every week of last season stuff that they sell on crazy discount. So I went to one because I'm a big fan of Herschel, the company, Herschel Supply.
Walker?
And
I don't know what you're talking about.
And my wife ended up buying like this fanny pack that is now at my disposal. So I think I have one too.
Now, wait a second. So now when it comes to these fanny packs, truth be told, I will walk into my girlfriend's house with this whole thing. And then I'll take a couple of things that I need and I'll put in my pockets and I won't bring this. I don't want to embarrass anybody, including myself. In LA, I don't care. Nobody knows me. I don't care. So I'm walking around with this thing. And at night, when I'm walking the streets of downtown LA, I'm telling you right now, I'm holding this thing up front so that any fool who wants any trouble with me is like, I don't know what's in that bag. I don't know if I can trust that guy. I'm staying clear of that dude.
Listen, if you ever have a small confrontation with anybody on the corner, all you got to do is just put your hand in there. All
right.
You ain't got to pull nothing out. Just put your hand in there.
Nothing says dangerous man like a heart logo on the front of that bag.
That's right.
Real intimidating.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. Having a heart on the front of my bag is twofold, threefold. One, the guy who owns the company, the One Love IE for the Inland Empire, this guy gave me the bag. That's number one. Two,
Shout out.
It was free. Yeah, it was free and it's big and I need a lot of big, you know, stuff. I got a lot of stuff in this bag. And the last part of it is any man who's walking around with a fanny pack wrapped around the front of his chest that has a red heart on it, that's a bad man. Bad man right there.
Respect that gangster. Respect that gangster when you see him in LA Live.
Someone who grew up closest to
LA, Black Air Force One,
the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what that says.
No, it's not.
That says tourist. That says that man's not from here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go punk that fool.
Or that guy's a tourist. Let's not mess with him because we don't want the cops to come over here.
Well, I'm not rocking those Black Air Force Ones, Browner. I'm not rocking those things. I don't want any smoke from anybody.
Well, they're ugly.
They're ugly. And B, they're so ugly that I've decided.
How ugly are they?
They're so ugly that I've decided never, ever, ever wear those shoes. So what I did with them was I took them to a kid I know who customizes sneakers like these. And he puts on like cool, like Gucci logos, you know, and cool, like other kinds of like, you know, logos. And he customizes the sneakers. So now I'm right, going.
That's a knockoff going from, shoe. What you doing?
No, I'm going from I don't want your smoke to I still want to wear these shoes and make them look cool and custom.
That says L.A. Fake Gucci logos on Air Force.
Yeah.
L.A.
Right.
Now you look like a local.
If you customize a shoe, man, you can put some colors on there. You can, you know, tie dye or whatever. Bro, you put another logo on there. That's weird.
I don't know, man. I'll show them to you when they're done.
They better not be ugly. I'll show them to you
when they're done. Anyway. Hey, listen, we're just getting started here today on a Tuesday afternoon. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. 7milecasino.com is their website. And if you're thinking about, you know what, where can I go to have like amazing food and play blackjack and poker in a smoke-free environment that's only 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego, so you get the great location and ease of travel, 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Any problems with gambling, people, you call 1-800-GAMBLER. We want you to have fun down there, not turn it into a trouble. What's up?
No, I'm saying, I like the way you said people.
Yeah, people. I'm noticing today that I'm wearing a black shirt, I have a black microphone, and I have a black background, and all you see is my white head and my white hand. I look like a head and a hand. I do not look like I have a body of any kind because it's all blended in. Head, two hands. Look, one, two. Got two of them. Got 10 fingers.
Really?
That's what I look like. I look like a head and hands.
You look like a what's the person who does like the mime? You're like a mime.
Oh, really?
No, oh, God, no. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm pantomiming now.
I shouldn't have said that.
This is another talent.
I apologize, YouTube. I shouldn't have said that because now he's doing the thing. My bad. That's on me. I gotta do better.
All right, here. I'm going to start off today's show by telling you guys that yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about the Padres and about losing 2 out of 3 this past weekend to the Cubs, but still having a fourth game to try and salvage at least a split. And it's kind of been what's been happening. You know, you hit and then you don't hit and then you hit again and then maybe you won't hit again. But 5-0 win yesterday. I want to talk about that coming up in just a minute. But before we do, this morning, I get a text from a buddy of mine who is not like the world's biggest sports fan, but
I
know...
thought you were going to talk about something else. Oh, okay.
Why? What'd you think?
This show, man.
What'd you think, man?
I thought you were going to talk about what really happened.
What really happened?
You see the new headset Apple coming out with?
I did see the new headset that Apple came out with.
Woo! Baby! I need a raise, y'all. Listen, I got a year. I got a year to save my money because this AR, woo! I need it. I need it.
I was thinking about you yesterday. When I saw this new Apple ski goggle deal, I thought to myself, that's going to be Browner wearing the ski goggles with his Apple headphones. Because honestly, like I looked at the product yesterday. I don't know how you felt about it, Alex. I was like, $3,500 a lot. Because, you know, you go to buy a brand new MacBook Pro, brand new computer. I mean, you're looking at $3,000, I think. I mean, there's probably ways to get them smaller and cheaper, but $3,500
for
what? But I'm going to always have a problem with, I just spent $3,500 on what looks like ski goggles. That's number one. Number two, I saw how they tried to make them so super comfy because they're like, people are going to be wearing these mofos for hours. I don't know. I don't know that I'm a, I say today, and I reserve the right to change my mind a year from now. I don't think I'm an Apple ski goggles eventual purchaser. I don't think so.
Come on.
See, I thought in the year of 2023 that we would be elevating to actual holograms being controlled without wearing some stupid headset. Like,
this is how we get there.
VR and goggles have been around forever.
AR. Like AR. Okay, don't so I'm do not that. An see, Apple rebranded guy.
What's the aim? Apple reality. Apple reality versus virtual reality?
It's called
augmented reality. Augmented reality.
Oh, Browner over here. Apple falls reality. Browner falls for marketing. I don't. Listen.
Wow.
Where
personal
I
find
it
right away.
I find it that it looked great. It looked cool. Kind of it looked interesting. But they lost me completely what they didn't show you in their little stage show wherever they were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What this thing is wired with a battery. So right, I got to
now
wear...
it is.
Right.
Wait, Brown, you think you're going to buy the original first generation $3,500 ski goggles from Apple? That's what you're going to do?
You're not. It's a, you. You're mis. You're wording the question wrong.
Okay.
You said, "Do I think I'm going to buy them?" I'm telling you, I'm going to buy them.
The first generation, most expensive, experimental version. You're in on the first because you want to be cutting edge.
There will be no Disneyland trip for Baby J that year. We are going to buy.
I'm going to be that jackal in line. I'm going to be that jackal in line. Like when the first iPhone came out and that line was around the corner, people was napping out there. That's going to be me.
See, like
I got to have it.
Brian, you didn't even let me finish because this is my life advice as a lifelong Apple user. And I've been saying this since the iPhone came out. Never buy the first one. Never buy the first one. Never buy the first one. Always get the second one because the kinks get worked out. The price drops significantly. Everything. Do you remember when they used to come up with that BS like, oh, it's the iPhone 8. Now it's the iPhone 8S because the 8 was not that great, but the 8S is all fixed and ready to go.
That's true. That's true. That's a very fair criticism by you, and it's accurate. But, but sometimes when a leap happens, bro, you got to be in on it. Okay, I'm in on the AR. This is the leap. You talk about things just projecting up from your phone. This is how that happens. You got to start somewhere. I'm in. I want to be on the first. I don't want to say boat because that'll get you in trouble in my community. I want to be on part of the first group of people who can put that headset on. And just experience the thing, man.
I appreciate
experience that thing.
I appreciate experience that thing. The intrigue that
I'll
you
tell y'all all about it.
Not for me. I gotta wait. I'll wait. Yeah, I always wait. Well, dude,
well, this is
PlayStation
not...
5. I just got one last year.
Yeah,
because they worked out all the kinks.
Yeah,
mine's golden. That thing runs like a freaking Lamborghini.
How much for that? How much is
Island
a new? How much is a new PlayStation or a new Xbox? What do those things cost?
Sans that's all the stuff question. I bought.
Yeah, just like regular basic version.
I think I paid like $500.
Wow, $500.
I paid $650 for mine.
Yeah, and yet you're willing to pay $3,500 for a pair of ski goggles from Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's wrong with
amazing.
You?
Amazing.
It's like Xbox didn't get the original Xbox One. I got
never
Xbox,
get the now.
I got
now.
The
never
Xbox
get the
One
original
S.
Xbox.
I got
don't
the
get
Xbox
that, yeah.
One S. Like I just wait because listen, what iPhone are we on now? 14?
I don't. 14, yeah. I don't know what I don't know what iPhone I even have.
I'm still on 12.
Yeah,
I wait.
How about that?
I wait.
No,
I
got you.
Well, that's not what I was going to say though, Browner. So I said I received a text from a friend of mine who's
let me
not
come
the
up
world.
When you get it though, Doug.
Wait, I missed that. What'd you say?
I said, let me come over when you get it though.
Yeah. Let us try them out, Brown.
Yeah.
Listen. Y'all already know how my off-air life operates with my nightly activities.
Dude, I hope Browner walks in one night. I hope Browner walks into the Kraken one night wearing his Apple ski goggles.
Yeah. Well, since we're not on TV today, that porn industry, I can only imagine what they're going to do with that thing, dude.
Yeah.
They can't wait.
It's going to be disgusting.
Hey, we're not on TV today because of like, there's, so now that the Padres are on Channel 4, we're kind of massaging now which days we're on TV and which days we're not on TV because I'm sure. Well, no, I think I had to take a guess, they're probably reshuffling their deck because the Padres now take up 3 hours of their time or maybe in total 4 hours of their time. So whatever they had on for those 4 hours, they probably have to fill in other places.
Yeah. So in essence, so today is a night game. Mm-hmm. So we are off.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a day game. So we are on.
Mm-hmm.
So we will work through the kinks. We're not going anywhere. It seems like permanently. They have breached the subject of us doing a daily Padres pregame show.
Do they breach it or do they broach it? I mean, I'm worried about the breach of stuff.
They have reached out to us.
Okay.
That's what I try to say, but I put a B in it.
Okay.
So there is a possibility, I don't know if we are going to agree to do it whenever we meet with them, of us doing a daily Padres pregame show before the Padres take the air on Channel 4, your view.
You know what? I actually like that idea.
Will that get us a lanyard?
Still with it.
We'll do the Padre pregame show on Channel 4, but we all have to get season credentials immediately.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
That's a sticking point in the deal.
You know, I mean, you know what? Just two of you guys can have them. I don't need them.
If you had Cox reach out for you,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it actually looked like we had management, right. And it actually looked like we had some, you know, people above us or something.
Yeah.
For sure you would get it. When I email them, they're like, yeah, you can get one daily, but yeah. I'm not going to give you a lanyard, bro. I'll give you the little stretchy string one.
That's funny. Yeah. I say, hey, same with the Lakers up here. For the Lakers, like every game I go to, I got to like put in for a credential, and I get there and I get that little stringy thing, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. I don't have a permanent credential.
Yeah.
You
know? When I went up to Laker games, same thing. I got the stringy paper one that rips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I was going to say though earlier was that I got a text this morning from a friend of mine who's not a giant sports fan. He's a sports fan, but he's not like hardcore football anymore or hardcore baseball or even basketball, but he loves golf. He loves golf, and he's more in the financial industry. So he sends me a text this morning. Can you believe this Live PGA story? And I'm like, I know what time of the morning this is. This is 6:30 in the morning. I know this guy is on CNBC. He's not on First Take. He's not on ESPN. And I turned to CNBC, and all the information that I received this morning that the PGA Tour and the Live Tour are merging together, all of that information that I received came on CNBC. In fact, I went to ESPN. It wasn't being reported. CNBC, the New York Times, and other news publications put this information out long before, in my opinion, Fox and ESPN did. And just that alone, that the announcement of Live and PGA merging, if you will, that announcement happening on CNBC, don't sit here and sell me on this is about trying to do more for golf globally.
Stop it.
This is about growing the game of golf globally. I'm like, are you freaking guys kidding us? You're on CNBC right now. The average person who's sitting at home or in their office at 7 a.m. Pacific time watching an interview with the PGA Tour commissioner and whoever the Saudi Arabian guy is, and you're talking about all this. You're talking about business. You're not talking about the game of golf. You're talking about money. And
not a game.
Right.
Not a game.
No, no.
Money.
And I just got to say that I find this story to be fascinating in that I don't really watch the PGA Tour as it is. When they come to San Diego, yeah, of course, I watch. When the Masters is on, that's not PGA. I watch. U.S. Open coming up on Father's Day in a couple weeks, I'll watch. But generally speaking, I am not a weekly PGA Tour viewer. However, the PGA Tour and its players were so offended by guys like Phil Mickelson and all these other quote-unquote defectors, the guys who took the money and ran, that they look like such hypocrites that it's hilarious to me. Like you.
Well, the PGA does.
Right.
This
right,
has nothing to do with like Rory McIlroy. He took a stance like he didn't make this move.
But Rory McIlroy, who had been one of the harshest critics of this entire thing.
Tiger Woods as well.
About a couple weeks ago, started getting questions and shut it down. I'm not talking about these guys.
Enough.
And it makes me wonder if Rory McIlroy and other upper echelon guys on the PGA Tour knew, oh my God, like you think Rory McIlroy found out when we found out this morning? I don't think so.
I do.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, really?
From the reaction from most golfers that have tweeted anything, it looks
they're
like
they're all hot.
This was swept. This was so secret.
Oh, okay. Then calling a timeout. You're telling me a continuation of the story that, frankly, I didn't see their reactions. When we come back, you got to show us some of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't have any of its screenshots. I'll look it up right now.
Okay. No. I mean, I don't mean to throw you a curveball, but this is new and it's a developing thing.
It was on CNBC. That to your point. This wasn't reported by a sports
Stephen
reporter.
A. Smith.
This wasn't reported by whoever is the ESPN reporter. I don't even know who it is.
It wasn't a business decision. Right. This is a pure business transaction. It is not a sports story. Yet the guy, the Jay Monahan, who is the PGA Tour commissioner, went on CNBC and tried to turn this into a sports story on a financial channel rather than call it what it is, which is a giant money grab. Liv did not do enough to get to this point, and yet guys like Phil Mickelson got to be laughing today. We'll talk more about this. We'll get into what happened with the Padres and the Cubs. Everybody stay with us. We're just getting going. It's Tuesday afternoon. This is Kaplan and crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Hey, great friends. What's going on? It is Tuesday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. For all of our YouTube chatlins, everybody who's in our YouTube chat, by the way, I saw Grande make an appearance yesterday in the YouTube chat. And then once Grande comes in and everybody sees him, it just turns into a wave of shout outs.
Yeah.
You know,
shout out King.
Everybody wants to give you your love, dog.
I give that right back. I give it right back. Can't speak today, dude. You
receive the love.
Intake.
Yep.
And then give it.
Yeah. So you take in that
reciprocate.
Love, and then you give back that love.
Absolutely.
To all of the chatlins out there, whether it was Joe Rigby yesterday or Juliana. Whoever. Or anybody who's in
Christian
there.
Hogan, Tommy. The originator of shout out.
Yeah. Christian Hogan's the man. By the way, Tommy this weekend is coming to represent the chatlins at the LA award show. Okay. And Tommy's got like front row seats, and he's bought this completely outrageous suit. So he looks just dope AF. And he's bringing his puppet, you know, that because now he's a ventriloquist. So there's the possibility that he might, you know, take over a little part of the show. So great friends and chatlins representing. What do you think about that, Browner?
Shout out at all times, 100%. Y'all, you know, I respect my cheering.
So we were just talking, if you're just getting with us, we were talking about how earlier this morning, the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour go on CNBC. So you got the commissioner of the PGA Tour, and you got this guy from Saudi Arabia's whatever it is fund, and the two of them are sitting there on CNBC making this announcement that the... Wait, say it again?
PIF.
What's PIF?
The fund.
Yeah, I don't know what that stands for.
Public Investment Fund?
I don't know. All I know is these two guys are making this announcement on CNBC that the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour are putting their forces together. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't on ESPN. This isn't on the Golf Channel. This isn't through one of their partners at NBC or Fox or CBS. This is through
the CW.
CNBC.
Don't forget.
Not the CW. Right. That's right. So this is happening on CNBC, where people talk about business deals and money and finance. Not sports. And I sat there and I listened to the PGA Tour commissioner try and sell us on the reason we're putting the PGA Tour together and the LIV Tour in a for-profit company. The reason we're putting these things together is to build the game globally, because golf is growing and we need to grow the game. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, moron, I'm on the receiving end here. You think that I believe that the reason that the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour just combined forces is to help build the game globally? You're on CNBC, Jack, not ESPN. This isn't about sports. It's about money. And that's okay. I just find it so unbelievably hypocritical that the PGA Tour was so opposed to the LIV Tour and guys leaving to go play, and they called them a bunch of money grubbers and sellouts. And I saw today.
What money?
Blood money, right. I saw today Dave Portnoy from Barstool put out a video with my man Jim Nance interviewing this guy, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, probably like a year ago. And Jim is doing what Jim does, being very sensitive to the situation. But he's like, hey, man, a lot of people, you know, are talking about 9/11 and how dare these guys go play. And it's so bad for the game. And everybody was ripping the LIV Tour, where the money was coming from, and how dare guys, superstars like Phil Mickelson, go take that money. And has the LIV Tour done enough? Did it take a big enough bite out of the PGA Tour that the PGA Tour wants to go settle all their litigation and just become partners? What are we looking at here, Grande?
This was in the ESPN article today from Jay Monahan. And then I could play the clip from a year ago.
Okay.
He said, quote, they were going down their path. We were going down ours. And after a lot of introspection, you realize all this tension in the game is not a good thing. And this is what he said a year ago, which is the clip that everyone is tweeting.
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Wow. Wow.
Hey, can we stop playing? Can we stop playing games with this, please? Can we just talk about this, the truth?
What are we not talking about that's not the truth?
They should fire that man. If you play on the PGA Tour, you should go out and say, I'm not playing until he's fired. They should all get together and say, we're not playing until he stepped down or he's fired. Because you know how much money he costs some of these dudes with this integrity BS? These guys would be offered $50 million, $100 million, $10 million. And they were turning it down because of integrity. Mm-hmm. Integrity for the PGA Tour. These losers, I'm going to call them, these losers couldn't even hold out long enough. What? How long Liv Golf been around? Two. Handful of years?
Yeah.
They couldn't hold out a couple more years?
I went back.
What?
I went back and watched. I just searched our channel and looked for Liv Golf to see like what we said about it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, did I make a stand? Like, this is terrible. How could they? How dare they? Because then I have to keep that going. You know, I don't want to look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But like the three of us were like, dude, it's $200 million to play golf, bro. Like, I get it. Is it shady? Is the Saudi shady? Yes.
Yes.
But at the same time, am I going to hold Dustin Johnson's feet to the fire and be like, how could you? How dare you? The integrity of the PGA in America for like, no, I get it. There's a lot of terrible things. But what did we all say to Phil? Well, at least what me and Browner kept saying to Phil Mickelson, take your money, shut up, go away.
But what Browner's saying is right, Dustin though. What Browner's saying is
never once. Dustin Johnson never once apologized for taking that money.
No,
Brooks
no.
Koepka never once apologized for taking that money.
But what Browner's saying is right, though. Think about it like this. You ready? Hypothetical. You're Charlie Hoffman. And
perfect example.
You're playing on the PGA Tour. And the LIV Tour says to you, hypothetically, hey, Charlie, we'd like you to come play. And you know what? Because you're a name guy on the tour, you're not Phil. You're not Dustin Johnson. We get it. Not Sergio Garcia. We get Watson,
whatever. Whoever
but
else
you know what, dude? But I'll tell you what, man. We'll give you $25 million to come play on the LIV Tour. And by the way, if you finish in last place, just I hope you don't, but if you do, last place is $1 million and you played three rounds rather than four. And we flew you there and we paid for everything. And so really
you can wear shorts.
You can play golf casually. Use your fame. Here's a chunk of money. Here's money. Even if you play crappy, you get paid a lot of money. You get paid so much more money to lose here than you do to win there.
You can still play in the majors.
The PGA Tour is a terrible business model, and LIV exposed it. And exposed it in a way you can't expose any other major sports because they're ran better. They treated these guys like they had no other options. And so now when another option came that paid better, they tried to criticize these dudes for basically going to another company under this at the same, like you do the same business. Instead of being at Burger King, I went to work at McDonald's. And y'all criticized me because McDonald's had their burgers made in Mexico as opposed to being made in California. Like it doesn't make a difference.
Well,
it doesn't make a difference. It's golf, bro.
Let me just read to you a couple of headlines here. Phil Mickelson's three-word reaction to PGA Tour LIV Golf merger, and Mickelson tweeted, awesome day today. Here's the headline. The professional, that's right, he won. Phil Mickelson won. The professional golf world had some huge news dropped from out of nowhere on Tuesday morning when the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour announced a merger that will bring an end to their heated rivalry. This was such a shocking announcement that caught everybody by surprise, and while we're still working out all the details, blah, 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 this was Sports Illustrated early. Here's one. This is a headline. In one stunning and silent move, Jay Monahan brings in billions and kills LIV Golf. Here's what it says. No one saw it coming, including players, but the PGA Tour commissioner ended the golf war. And they're saying that
who wrote that? PGAtour.com?
Yeah.
This is Sports Illustrated. This is Sports Illustrated who wrote this. So what was player reaction? Because to me, I said this in the first segment, I would have thought that Rory McIlroy kind of stopped talking about this because maybe he saw this coming.
Let me ask you.
But Alex, you're saying that on Twitter, through social media, PGA Tour players are expressing their unhappiness
with
that?
No, shock.
Okay, let me hear.
Because you said that you thought they knew. And me and Brian are telling you, no, I don't think anybody knew because there wasn't even a scent of this ever.
At all.
No, you may be right. It sounds like this all was the best kept secret in town.
Yeah. Colin Marikawa, I love finding out morning news on Twitter. An unnamed PGA Tour reached by ESPN said, no effing way. One of the highest profile agents said, you just made my heart skip a few beats. This is Phil Mickelson, awesome day today. This, like, nobody knew that this was happening. Nobody.
Let me ask both of y'all a question.
Okay.
How much money you think Rory McIlroy lost because of this? How much was Liv going to give him? How much did Tiger Woods lose because what Liv was going to give him?
Hundreds of millions of dollars. Browner, you're so right.
Phil lost
that if you're Tiger Woods, use Tiger as an example. If the Liv Tour offered Tiger Woods $500 million to come play on their tour, because they gave Phil Mickelson $250. If the Liv Tour offered Tiger $500 million and he turned it down because he said, my integrity and I'm American and I don't subscribe to the way that Saudi Arabia does its business geopolitically, financially, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not playing for those guys. I've got too much pride. I've got too much integrity. And I, Tiger Woods, as the leader, I stand with the PGA Tour. And so now that the PGA Tour has gone back essentially on everything it talked about.
Everything.
Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Charlie Hoffman, everybody in between could have gone and gotten the money and then reunited the two tours. And they lost out on the money grab that Phil got. So now Phil got his money, and now Phil got what he wanted, which is I do whatever the hell I want. I take their money, and I play however I want on the PGA Tour.
Rory McIlroy lost a generational amount of money for integrity for the PGA. He probably could have got $100 million from Liv Golf.
I don't agree with you at all. It's not integrity for the PGA. It's integrity for himself. It's a moral thing for him. That's always what he was saying. It's wrong. He wasn't out there he was also defending the PGA, but you think that it was only, he wanted to defend the PGA, or was it, could he possibly think like, no, this is wrong. I don't want to take their money.
No, like, I think he did what he did because the same reason why Tiger Woods did what he did. I think they did it to save face for the PGA because they saw the PGA as some sacred thing and they didn't want that touched by some outside group who wasn't a part of the club because these were the guys who were treated better by the tour. And so they stuck by the tour. I don't think it has anything to do with morality because these dudes' personal lives, if you look at their personal lives, morality ain't really high up on the list.
How do you know?
In my opinion, look at the way Rory McIlroy has broke up with some of these women he'd be kicking it with.
I have no idea.
What I'm saying.
Because Tiger Woods breaks up through with the girlfriends through the lawyers that he doesn't have any morals about public
integrity,
humanity,
integrity. So if you're gonna sell me on integrity, man, don't fall asleep high at a stop sign.
I'm not gonna sell me on integrity. Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that everybody that didn't take Liv money was because they were defending the honor of the PGA Tour.
So if you think
you really think everybody that didn't take,
I'm gonna take it down. Hold on. I'm gonna take it down a notch for you. Okay. I'm gonna make it easier because that may have been too far for people, and I don't want to. I want to make it very simple. Okay,
gotta defend the shield.
Yeah, you're right. So let me help. Let me do my part. If Rory McIlroy did not sign with Liv because of some of the atrocities that those people have committed on their own people or from a global standpoint, correct? That's what you're saying. Okay.
Saudi Arabia is anti-homosexuality. They got a lot of bloodstains on their record.
They killed that Washington Post reporter.
Yeah.
Jamal Khashoggi, they chopped
him
up.
There's no women's rights in the country. Correct. There's a lot of things that they did.
If those are the things that he stands for, and that's why he won't do business with them, because we're going to keep it very simple.
Yeah.
Has he taken money from someone who he puts on a T-shirt and their logo on their t-shirt. They don't have any morality issues.
I think the question that you're trying to ask
isn't he a Nike guy?
Yeah, but I don't know if he is or not. I don't know his sponsorship because this is my whole point. I'm not watching the PGA Tour enough to know these kinds of things, but I think the question you're trying to get to, Browner, is this. If you were somebody like Rory McIlroy and you were so opposed to the LIV Tour and you were offended by it, and now your tour, unbeknownst to you, has joined forces, what position does that put you in? Are you in a position to go, screw you guys, I've made lifetime money, I don't need to play anymore, screw you guys?
But don't get it. And also, don't get it twisted. The LIV Golf, the name LIV Golf might be going away, but the people behind it now have more power. The people Correct. Behind it are going to control the PGA Tour. I don't know his name, but the leader or the chairman of the PIF fund, which
he is
owns
a Nike
LIV,
guy, by the way.
He is now the chairman. He is now the chairman of the newly created whatever it's going to be called.
Right. You've just sold you the PGA Tour essentially did what Phil Mickelson did. Phil Mickelson took his money and ran. The PGA Tour is thinking to themselves, why are we spending so much money in a lawsuit when these guys will give us billions of dollars? They're not trying to. It's as if they're buying the PGA Tour.
I didn't need to yell at Browner about it. My biggest thing was just saying this. Rory McIlroy, the PGA Tour didn't cost Rory hundreds of millions of dollars. Rory McIlroy cost himself hundreds of millions of dollars. For whatever reason he decided to do it, it was Rory's decision. The PGA told guys, you know, if you go there, you're not going to play on the PGA Tour. Okay, sweet. But I don't think that's why Rory didn't take the money. He cost it himself. That's all I'm trying to say.
Just real quick, he didn't take the money because he assumed that he was battling for the PGA Tour. And by taking the money, he was hurting the PGA Tour.
Thank you.
And so what he did, though, is he didn't take the money because he had to assume, well, there'll never be a merger of any kind. I'll never be able to go to LIV and then come back.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so, but it was his decision, to your point, Alex.
I don't think Tiger Woods was defending the integrity of the PGA. I think Tiger Woods is defending Tiger Woods and the way he would have been perceived, because Phil Mickelson was crucified up and down on every single
first
media
one
outlet.
Always is.
And Tiger Woods would have been even bigger.
Yep.
The first one always is. The problem that, so let me ask you a question, Mr. McIlroy's defense attorney, his integrity defense man. Let me ask you a question. He not going to play no more?
Well, that's it.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Like, is because Browner, your question is right. Like, okay, Rory. So listen, now you got to make a decision, because this guy Jay Monahan, who's the commissioner, he looks like a dope today. Yeah. He looks like a real idiot today. When people rehash that video that we played earlier of him talking about families of 9/11 and so on, and have you ever had to, you know, were you ever embarrassed to be playing on the PGA Tour? Do you ever have to explain that to people? It's pretty embarrassing. Now, and by the way, here's what will happen. The news cycle will flush it. It'll be a controversy for the next 2 or 3 days. And I promise you, by next week, nobody will care. And then the next time we're talking about it will be, well, how are they doing this? Because today when they were asked, well, how are you guys putting these two tours together? LIV's got its own set of rules. And it's got teams and it's got names and it's got sponsors and it's got TV deals. How are you guys putting these two things together? And the two of them sat there and went, I don't know yet.
But I just want to. Listen, I know Browner said this is the PGA is a bad business model. I don't know. All I know is this. That PIF fund, this is just the beginning. They've been doing this to soccer for years.
They talked about that today on the CNBC interview. They talked about, we want to get into sports and entertainment because that's what young people are into, and they're trying to buy stuff up. All right, hold on.
It's called sports washing. Look it up.
If you fall off your high horse, I hope you land on a bunch of money.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, I want to get to Gary Cooper, who's going to stop by. I want to talk some NFL football coming up. And we haven't even really talked about the Padres. And I asked the question yesterday, what might we be feeling like today coming off the loss of 2 out of 3 games at home against Chicago? And then they tie the series up by winning yesterday. We'll get to that coming up. I do want to say one thing. My man Grande here has lost over 50 pounds with our friends at iThrive. Here's the thing. I have a friend who's a listener. She's been with us for a long time. She said, hey, I'm finally ready to try what Alex has taken, this medication. And when she contacted iThrive, they sent her back an email and said, we've got your name on the waiting list. When we talked to Dr. Maxey last week, he said, there's so many doctor's offices trying to prescribe this medication. And there's so many people that are trying to use this medication to lose weight that the supply is at an all-time high and the demand is at an all-time low. You should, if you're thinking about losing weight, and I know the beginning of the year is the time you do it, but if you're thinking about it in the second half of the year, dude, you better, you know, get yourself on that waiting list. iThriveMD, go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com, click on the iThrive link. You'll learn all about iThrive Lean, or you can call them and get an appointment. 858-240-1497. You say, get an appointment for what? Get yourself positioned. Get the blood work done. Make sure that the doctors can prescribe this to you. 858-240-1497 for iThriveMD. All right, fellas, you ready to, we'll have Gary Cooper stop by. And I do want to talk some Padres. And I definitely want to get to the highlight of the day presented by Torialistics, because there is a San Diego connection to the highlight of the day, even though the story's in Vegas and the central figure of it all is from Miami. Are you following all that? Does that make any sense? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. All right. Stick around. We got a lot more to get to. This is Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studio. All right, everybody, I'm calling a quick timeout, halftime report here on Kaplan and Crew. Pretty simple, kind of the same spiel, you know, like every day, which is super simple. Hey, have you been to our website, kaplanandcrew.com? Alex, I love what you're doing with our weekly newsletter. If you guys are not on our weekly newsletter, we send out an email on Fridays. We don't spam you. We don't do it every day. I mean, I can't tell you the number of emails I get from Sports Illustrated and Yard Barker and Sports Business Journal. I mean, all these emails every single day. And that's because they're producing great content, these companies. We send you an email on Fridays that kind of just recaps the week, gives you some links for the weekend if you want to catch up. But Alex, I love what you're doing when you're taking the sided poll and you're putting it on our site. And the reason I love it is because I see all the stats. And what I can tell is that when people receive our email and we put a poll in there, like last week it was, where are you watching Padre games now? Because of the whole shift with Bally Sports. And it's great data for us. Like, we get to understand, where are you actually watching? Who decided to go with the app? Who decided to just turn the channel on cable TV, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure you're getting our weekly newsletter. All you have to do is go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com. While you're there, you can visit all of our sponsors. There's direct links to all of their websites. There's a poll question that we love that we're just starting to really, really have some fun with, where we email you our polls. But down here at the bottom of the page, Alex, maybe you'll scroll up, but just, this is the very, very bottom of the page. There you go. There's our, that's how you get into our newsletter. And then just scroll. Just, if you go up, because you'll see everything else that's going on there. There's the sponsors. There's the polls. I got to get Browner to get back into his blogging, which was great. Visit our website, kaplanandcrew.com. Oh, and did I even mention the merch shop? I did not. There you go. Merch. We got to come up with something that, like, everything we have is like Padres hype. We got to come up with something that's more like reality. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, great friends. Hey, what's happening? It is a Tuesday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. So we started off earlier today talking about this PGA Tour Live Golf thing that's happening. Spent a bit of time on that earlier. Started to move our way into the Padres and the Cubs and the split of the series. And the kind of things I'm starting to hear about what's going on in this clubhouse, which may give us more understanding of why the Padres are what they are currently. We'll get back to that coming up. But Grande, Brown Man, I see that Gary Cooper from Mountain Trust Realty is standing by. Let's bring him in on this thing. What's up, Koopaloop? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Let's go.
Yeah. Gare, I'm glad you're here today, because I wanted to just tell you, and I think, do you guys think this is weird? On a Saturday afternoon, my girlfriend and I will go for a walk, and we will walk our neighborhood, and we will go into almost every open house. Do you guys think that's weird of us to do that?
No, yep. We were going to do that in Santa Barbara when I was up there. We were driving around over by the Mission, and there was open houses, mm-hmm. and we were just going to do it, but we weren't really like, I don't know, we wanted to do it. So, no, I don't think it's weird.
Yeah, how about you, Brown? You think it's weird?
I immediately said yes.
You
immediately.
Did?
Yeah. Immediately.
Because, Gary, when I walk into these houses, these open houses, there's a realtor there. And that person will say to me, so, you know, are you looking? What are you thinking? You know, or do you live nearby? And I'm like, yeah, and I just live up the road. So then I'm kind of telling them I'm not really there as a serious buyer. I'm just sort of snooping around, you know?
That makes sense. I have a whole different approach when you come to my open houses. As soon as you come in, I'll greet you. I'll tell you about the basics of the home, the square footage, some of the special characteristics. And I says, look, I don't like to hover over people, so I'm going to be right outside if you need me or if you have questions. But otherwise, I just let you have your time. I don't like sales pressure. And I feel like when you go into these open houses, don't forget, you are also an opportunity. I get that. But I don't like that sales opportunity every time where they're like, well, what are you looking for? Maybe I can. Well, if this doesn't work for you, well, wait a minute. I'm here to sell this house. And a lot of people are there. Well, if this doesn't work for you, what can I can pull it up right here. I can find, oh, I know of this property. I don't like that. And mm-hmm. It's kind of like car sales, I think. And I mean no disrespect to that. But it's like as soon as you walk on the lot, you got somebody already there trying to pick your brain and try to get you into something. I like the approach of, hey, this is what you need to know about the house, some special features. Enjoy your time. And if you have questions, let me know. And I think I've had better success with people liking that and saying, well, I do have some questions. Great. Here's my contact if you need me. But rather than, you know, a lot of times they'll have you sign a registry.
Yeah, I never do that. I never do that.
I don't like that.
But here's what I'm finding, Gary. That the prices of houses, like, again, I've been walking around my neighborhood for the last year and change, and I go into almost every open house on a Saturday afternoon when we're taking walks, man, and the prices right now, and you always say, you know, it's where it is, the house, et cetera. But I'm telling you, man, even with interest rates that have been on the rise all year and may still be on the rise for that, you know, matter, the prices are going through the roof. I can't figure it out. Are people trying to buy into the market now? Because they're expecting rates to come down. So you better get in now before the home prices go up even further. I'm trying to figure out the mentality of what's going on out there.
That was actually a very good theory, actually. I think that if you can get in now, and I think some people are thinking, yeah, interest rates are in the high sixes, low sevens. Hey, you know what? If you can afford to get into the house, because, hey, if that recession comes, people are aware that there's a refinance opportunity down the road. Hey, remember that property I talked about on Rancho Carmel that I just listed at 918?
Mm-hmm.
House on Saturday for 4 hours. By Monday morning, I had multiple offers, and I'm in escrow. I can't tell you what it is until it actually officially closes, but it's significantly over asking. And it was a nice steady stream of people just coming through.
Wow. More than asking. I mean, we're still there.
And again, I'm going to keep saying this because it's very home specific. And also when you looked at my comparable sales, this was a pristine, immaculate house, but I was still on that lower spectrum. And that I felt like brought a lot of people in. And this was on a major holiday weekend. On Saturday, I had that open house right for the big holiday Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Is this the one on 10550 Rancho Carmel Drive?
That's the one.
That's a nice house.
You like that house?
That's a good looking house.
Any chance you can show it to us while we're here on the show?
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look. See, Gary, this is why we got you off Zoom. Okay. Well, this is why we got you to the better stuff. Oh, look at this nice house. Where is this at?
In Carmel Mountain.
Carmel Mountain. Okay. All right. Ooh, nice place. I like the exterior.
And it is immaculate. It's in a gated community. There's the jacuzzi that will come with the house.
Mm-hmm.
Technically it's a 2-bedroom with an optional 3rd bedroom. And I'm telling you, the baseboards don't even have the slightest scratch dirt.
Oh, nice kitchen. Nice kitchen. Wow. Really nice.
Look at that backsplash, brother.
Backsplash with the countertops. Very nice.
Mm.
This is kind of one of those places where you can just move into it. You don't even have to worry about it, you know, and you can do your improvements if you want, but man, that house looks great. By the way, Alex, yeah. See, that's the next step for a married couple that doesn't have children, mm-hmm. a 2-bedroom, possible 3. I mean, that's a perfect house like that for you guys.
Yeah, that's really, really nice. That'd be great.
Would you move out of North Park and move to Carmel Mountain?
Yeah, I think realistically speaking, if I want a house, I'd probably have to leave North Park.
Yeah, probably.
Because
yeah.
I mean, I don't even. Just
a little bit.
When I was looking for this, when we were looking and we bought this house, there was. I still can't believe what I saw. There is a 650 square foot tiny, tiny home. Mm-hmm. There's a 1-bedroom, but they converted the garage into a 2nd bedroom, which is detached.
Is that the one behind the beer place over here?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, and God.
It's nice, but it's 600 and some square feet.
It's
and it was
tiny.
At the time, It was $850,000.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think it is now?
God, I don't even know.
It's over a million.
For over sure. a million.
For it's sure. behind Working Class. That's the name of it. Working Class.
Yep. Yeah. What should we do with Alex and Mar? Should we take their one bedroom condo in North Park and rent it and then somehow buy this house in Carmel Mountain? Or should we sell the place in North Park and just roll it into the Carmel Mountain place?
Sell the place. It'll help you with the down payment. Lower that. Lower your payment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the tax problem? What would there be a tax issue? I mean, Alex, how long have you guys been in there?
Not 2 years yet.
Yeah. What's the tax ramifications, Gary? Capital gains?
You've occupied it for a full 2 years. After 2 years, then you can get the capital gains. If you're single, it's $250. If you're married, it's $500. So right. after.
Yeah, you want that $500, Alex.
Yeah, I'm going to need to be here through October.
Okay. All right. So as of October, Gary, we start looking, man.
Hey, I think it'll go well.
I saw a lady from Shark Tank today said that you should buy a home now because when interest rates drop, prices of homes are going to go way up.
Yeah. Was that Barbara Corcoran? Is that her name?
The short-haired older white lady.
She pushes and says, especially to young people, get into real estate as fast as you can. That's what she says.
I agree. I mean, it's a great investment. Look at the returns. If you didn't sell your house and panic back when we had that mortgage crash, look where you'd be now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, one last thing I wanted to bring up. Have you been hearing about all these insurance companies leaving California?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's been hitting all over the news. So just like I was talking about these condos where the, like, who was it, Farmers or whomever, all the big boy insurance companies are completely leaving California right now because of the cost of building and everything else and all the red tape and that the government's throwing on all this stuff. So they're leaving. And what that's going to do is put a lot of pressure on homeowners because your homeowners insurance premiums are going to go up significantly. And all states left, State Farm's left. I actually have Farmers. So far, so good. But because they call all of San Diego now a high fire zone.
Yeah, right.
And this whole thing, I'm going to forget the name of it, but there's a state funded insurance that if you can't get insurance, you can go through them. It is bare bones insurance and it's massively expensive. Hmm. And you know, that's what we're all going to. So I would really keep an eye on your homeowners insurance. That's just kind of a word out that's getting out there right now. So be aware of it. But your homeowners insurance premiums will be going up.
All right. For those of you that have been listening on the radio, you have any issues related to real estate? You're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, you want to talk about these insurance issues. I mean, Gary is the great friend for over 20 years. That's our real estate guy. Call him 858-376-1299. 858-376-1299. For those of you that have been watching on YouTube, we've put that lower third graphic down there the entire time. So you have Gary's phone number. So when you need him, you've hopefully written it down. Hey, Gary, have a great rest of your day, man. We appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, you bet. Great friends, guys.
Great friends. All right, there he is, Gary Cooper. And look at that. We got Gary to use newer technology. How about that?
Yeah, we did.
He is so proud of himself right now. He's on his way out, and he's just, look at him. He's so happy. He is so happy. Yes, yes. Yeah, look, he's doing his dance. He's dancing. Yeah, look at him. I figured out a new piece of technology.
AKA George Jetson right there, man.
Yeah, yes, that's right. That's right. I'm middle-aged. But I can figure out technology. It's okay. All you need is people sub 40 telling me what to do.
Yeah, just hold my hand.
Right. Yeah. That's it. You tell him, Gary. I get it. Hey, Alex does the same for me. Let me tell you. There he is, Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299. I love to have those conversations because I used to feel like, gosh, we're taking time from people and, you know, they want to talk about the Padres or they want to talk about this story of LIV Golf or they want to talk Chargers and like this Justin Herbert contract situation, which I'll get to in a second. But what I have found is that people who listen and watch the great friends, the Chatlins, they now have this relationship with Gary. And now when they need him, they call him and they don't, it's like, hi, how are you? And they're like, yo, Gary, what up? Like, cause they know him. You know, they know who they're talking to. And I also think, I don't know, Alex, I mean, I think the more you've gotten into home ownership and you're starting to think about growing.
What's next? Yeah.
It makes it, there's so many people in your position. Last week it was Lawhead going, hey, Gare, I want to buy, but I'm renting. And we'd like to, but we don't have the big money for a down payment. What do we do? And Gary's got programs for that. So I find this stuff to be interesting. So I hope you guys all do as well. All right, listen. Let's go to a little NFL. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know that Kyrie Irving, Browner, doesn't have an agent? Did you know that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. You know who else did not have an agent?
Lamar Jackson.
What if Kyrie Irving hired Lamar Jackson's mom to be his agent?
I mean, well, Kyrie's representation is his stepmother.
Oh, so he does have a representative.
But she's not considered an agent. Mm-hmm. They accepted her because she's Kyrie's stepmother and she's part of his business team.
Yeah.
So therefore, she gets to negotiate on his behalf. She's sanctioned by the NBA.
So you don't think my idea of having Lamar Jackson's mom try and negotiate for Kyrie Irving is a good idea?
No.
No, you don't think
so? He's already got a mama doing that, messing it up.
I just was thinking about if I were Lamar, maybe I'd be thinking about starting my own agency, kind of like LeBron, you know?
I think you guys are forgetting that Kyrie does have an agent.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Him?
No.
Who?
Sham Sharania.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's,
I mean, what's the biggest
person?
But isn't that the biggest, you know, PR tool you can have from representation?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. Yeah. I mean, listen, when you think back, you know, Michael Jordan had Ahmad Rashad and Kobe Bryant.
Jim Gray.
Yeah. Who had Jim Gray?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, I was going to say that Kobe Bryant had Jim Gray.
At the start, Michael Jordan had Ahmad Rashad, and then it switched over to Jim Gray. Okay. And then Kobe basically, in the copy and everything Michael Jordan did, went to Jim Gray as well.
Yeah, but then even Jim Gray got to host the LeBron decision. All I'm saying is that certain athletes get certain media members to be entrusted, if you will.
I think LeBron goes to Chris Haynes now, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's one of his guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just was bringing this whole thing up because as Lamar Jackson got his contract from the Ravens, and I was thinking about this whole story yesterday about Kyrie Irving trying to get LeBron James to come to Dallas with him, it kind of brought me all back to, well, wait a second. Maybe Lamar should represent Kyrie, since Lamar ultimately did get his money, and I think he came away with a pretty good deal. Or maybe Lamar Jackson's new sports agency, which he hasn't really created yet, I just made up, should be doing work for Justin Herbert. Because it seems like now now that the Lamar Jackson contract is out of the way, we always knew that the next two guys were going to be Herbert and Burrow. And it mm-hmm. seems like, unless I'm not paying enough attention to what's going on in Cincinnati, like things are starting to move now, because if you're the Herbert camp, the market has been set, right?
And Herbert is only making $4 million this year.
What a steal. What a steal, man.
I mean, Sam Bradford for establishing rookie contracts, because I think he was the last number one overall pick to get paid a ridiculous amount before he took his snap.
I saw this morning, they're already talking about Dak's next contract. I almost broke the television. I can't go through another one of those.
Dak's next contract.
Didn't
Dak Prescott get a new contract from the Cowboys like two years ago, coming off like some catastrophic injury?
They talked about it for 2 years. He got the deal now 2 years ago, and now they're gonna talk about the next deal 2 years ahead of time. It's disgusting.
Well, he's going into year three of his new contract.
Which was how long, do you recall?
4 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was.
Yeah. But also, if I'm an NFL player and I am the longest tenured quarterback in the NFL, Dak Prescott.
He's the longest tenured.
Now we're going to do it.
No, he's the longest tenured.
With their current team.
Okay.
Remember, because as soon as Rodgers left Green Bay, Dak took over the number one spot. Mm-hmm. In a league that does not guarantee my entire contract, why would I not negotiate often? Why would I, especially, and I'm just talking about quarterbacks. We all know the NFL is made or broken off quarterbacks. Ask Bill Belichick. And if you want to play the game of I'm going to take care of me, because these teams ain't going to take care of me, a workaround from Deshaun Watson ruining everything is, why don't I just negotiate all the time? Why don't I go out there, get more money? Because what are the Cowboys going to do? Not pay me and go start drafting randoms?
Yes.
Yeah. Go for it. Then go for it.
That's what Tony Romo was, a star. And they took some random guy in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. And it turned to Dak Prescott. So if I'm the Cowboys, I draft a quarterback every other year. And if they were, and one of them, you will hit on one of them. Because I'm not a fan of Jerry Jones, but he's good at drafting guys. He's got an eye. So if I'm the Cowboys for my business purposes, my business.
Everybody in Cleveland was just like, they'll hit on one of them. Are you sure?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Everybody in New York. Yeah. What with the Jets? Yeah. Well, go back though.
How about you, Mr. Chicago?
I know, right? Talk about teams that miss on quarterbacks time and time again. I'll tell you a team that does, though. I mean, listen, as bad as the Chargers are, the fact is, from 2001 to 2023, you've gone from Drew Brees to Philip Rivers to now Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. Who hits on three straight quarterbacks? And by the way, they wouldn't have hit, they didn't really hit on Brees, you know. Breeze didn't become Breeze until he went to New Orleans. You know, he was showing signs of being a starting quarterback, but he was hardly a star when he left. I mean,
technically, didn't they hit on Eli Manning?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So four, they chose the new guy. They chose the new guy over the guy who they had, who was ascending.
Yeah.
They chose a new guy over him.
Like, as if they didn't think Rivers was going to be good, they wouldn't have traded Eli.
Correct.
So technically, four.
Yeah. So now just bring it back to Herbert, though, as the money is flowing in the NFL. Get us caught up to speed here, Grande. I know you got a bunch of slides.
There was a Chargers golf tournament yesterday, charity golf tournament. Herbert did not play in it, but he attended it. And he was asked if he would be – well, A, how are the talks going? Brandon Staley was there. He said they are, quote, ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiations for a new contract extension. Justin Herbert was then asked by Lindsay Theory of ESPN.com, would you play this year without a new contract?
Mm-hmm.
Implying, would you maybe hold out or whatever? Mm-hmm. This was Herbert's answer, saying, the Chargers, they've done such a great job of taking care of us, and my message really hasn't changed. Then he answered the question. That's a good question. I think that's something you have to address and you have to think about.
So, if I'm Justin Herbert, do I want to play this year? This would be his final year of his rookie contract. Is that right?
No, this is year four, and they just picked up his fifth year option.
Okay.
So this is year four. They have him for two more years.
Yeah. And he's making $4 million this year?
4.35, I believe.
Okay. So if you're Herbert, is it remotely conceivable that you would choose to not play because $4 million is not enough to take the risk?
Mm-hmm.
When you already have some money and you'll eventually be free to go wherever. And so, even if that were 2 years from now.
Correct. So this year they picked that this year is the final year of his rookie contract. There is a fifth year option. This year he's making 4.3. Next year he will make 29.5.
Oh, okay.
But
he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. But like, he hasn't made much money yet.
No, that would average to about 17.5 million over the next two seasons. Now, if I told you could make 17.5 million over 2 years, you'd be like, great. But in the world of the NFL, those 2 years should be 90 million, not 30 something million.
He's made 22 million so far in his career.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks like
Justin Herbert should definitely hold out for more money.
Well,
he's worth it.
He should hold out for other reasons too. I mean, just continue to show the world how cheap Charger ownership is. That just makes my life that much more fun. Stick around, everybody. Coming up, we're going to get to today's highlight of the day, man. And this highlight will come to us from something that happened last night in Las Vegas.
More hockey?
With a young woman who, as I recall, used to be here in San Diego. I'll explain the story with the highlight of the day next on Capital. Hey, great friends. It is a Tuesday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, and we are broadcasting all throughout Southern California on the airwaves of 1090. We are not on television tonight on Cox Channel 4, and we're working that whole thing out because now that they've got the Padres on Channel 4, it just kind of messes with their entire lineup. But stay with us because we'll get you more information because we are staying with Channel 4, so we'll get that.
We're on there tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow, what is the schedule today? Well, give me that real quick, and then I'm just going to finish up this Herbert
schedule
conversation.
For us.
Well, yeah, and so the Padres had played the Cubs.
Yes.
And they've got Seattle coming up next.
Yes, tonight.
Okay, and so the game is on tonight, but we're not going to follow the game.
Correct.
Chances are, Channel 4 has to like put stuff on that was on between like 6:40 and like 9:40. They probably got to take that stuff and back it up, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're figuring it out as they go as well. So we are figuring it out with them as we go as well.
Yeah.
I think next week, I don't think we have any shows like Tuesday through Friday because they're all night games, I believe. So I have a schedule. Mm-hmm. They're going to send me a schedule 2 weeks out in advance. But we are working on them for us to be on at some form or another every day.
Yeah. And Channel 4 is thinking to themselves, well, wait a second. We've already got Kaplan and crew. They've been affiliated with the Padres in some form or another for probably close to 20 years related to, you know, being on radio and having the Padres for a long time on 1090. Why don't we put these guys on before the Padres games? Great idea. By the way, we're down.
I'm down.
We're double D. You know,
hey, welcome. This is the Padres pregame show. This is going to be a great ball game out there today.
This is going to be marvelous. There's going to be a bunch of ball players out
there.
Joe
Musgrove's going to be on the bump tonight. Look, Joe
Musgrove's
going to
get his hips through the ball.
Can we not use like marvelous. Super traditional words during our pregame if it happens? Like
no.
The bump.
No. I think this is a pregame show. For a
this is an R version of a pregame,
right?
Yeah.
This is not going to be some lame-o.
Come on.
No, you know, man.
No, maybe Alex is right. Maybe we should incorporate Hacksaw into every day's pregame show. Hacksaw's commentary going into the Padre game. I mean, should we make it traditional like that?
No, leading thanks. Off and at second base, Rognit Odor in right field, hitting second, Fernando Tatis Jr. In left field, Juan Soto will hit third. Hitting cleanup tonight, Manny Machado playing third base. Back at first, actually got a hit yesterday. Wasn't that nice? Jake Cronenworth behind the home plate would be Gary Sanchez. Who's
behind the dish.
Behind the dish. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. I got work to do. I got to freshen up.
Oh yeah.
I got to freshen up. Hitting seventh in the DH spot, Matt Carpenter, who needs to hit the weight room a little bit. Huh, Scott? He almost got that one last night hitting it to center field. At short, Ha-Seong Kim, who's been quite lovely as of recent, and making his return to center field after a back spasm in the nine hole, Trent Grisham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on the bump tonight, on the hill, Joe Musgrove.
Let me ask you guys a quick question.
I just
question.
Made that lineup up. I don't even know who's playing tonight.
That was really good. Let me ask you guys a quick question.
He was
question.
Just naming people at one point.
Right. But and I said I wanted to get back to Herbert, but maybe I won't. But let me ask you guys a quick question. I'll be totally honest. I was listening yesterday. I was driving to L.A., and I was listening to our former colleague and friend, still our colleague, I should say, Darren Smith. I was listening to D.
Shout
Smith
Shout out to
yesterday.
D. Smith.
Yeah, shout out. I was listening to D. Smith yesterday, and I thought what he was trying to say, and I only caught like a couple of minutes. He was hinting at like a lot of clubhouse turmoil with the Padres.
Yeah, I heard that part too. Yeah, I was about to call at that point. Yeah.
And he was hinting that this is what I received. It was a short listen for me. So I'm not sure that I'm quoting it exactly, but here's what I received as a listener. Manny Machado is the kind of guy that is in a clubhouse mother effing dudes every single night when they're not performing. And that there's becoming sort of a battle, if you will, between one personality, Machado, and from what I could kind of gather, kind of another personality, which is Tatis. You know, Manny more intense, maybe Fernando more fun. The way he was talking about it was, if you're trying to figure out what's wrong with the Padres so far this season, look internally, look into the clubhouse, look at the lack of chemistry, or you just assume that you paid everybody and you put a bunch of guys together that are all, you know, Miami, DR, Spanish speaking, you know, Latino, et cetera. Everybody's just going to play nicely. And the intimation that I was receiving was that there's major turmoil in that clubhouse. Have you received that message?
I have not heard that until I heard it on his show. he was saying that if you look around social media and some of the people who follow the team and the way that they're kind of talking around the subject, that there is some form of turmoil in that locker room. Same kind of like what you're saying. Listen, for the sake of this conversation, let's put some weight on that and say that that is in the ballpark of what the issue is. Who's supposed to fix that? Whose job is it to fix that? Not the general managers, not the owners. They can, because they're higher up and they come down, people listen. Whose job is it?
We are how long away from pinata dancing and sombreros? Like, is that
not that far?
Has it gone that bad, that fast? All of a sudden, this team, they don't get along.
My
we talked about this yesterday in the uncensored part of the show. Because yeah. Browner like tossed it out there as a, could it be a clicky thing? Could it be like mm-hmm. Latin guys, this guy's, this guy's? I just think that on a an individual basis, when you are traveling with this team, literally you see them more than your family. I understand that it's a big deal. But at the end of the day, if that's the reason why the premier guys are hitting below 200 with runners in scoring position, these are the softest dudes I've ever seen in my life. Like, if you're up there with runners in scoring position and you're in the batter's box thinking about, hey, you know what? Man, I really don't like Manny cussing at me. And that's what you're thinking about in the batter's box? How soft are you? Get your head right, man. Like, this is baseball is one of the most mental games out there. And if you're worried about in clubhouse chemistry and that's why you're not performing in the batter's box,
I see,
get a therapist in there.
I don't think that it's that simple. I think oftentimes when you go into work, your mood going into work determines how your work day goes. And if these guys feel some type of negative energy in that locker room, their energy going into that locker room is not going to be in the best shape that it should be. And then that energy basically goes back out onto the field. Now, obviously, you don't think a guy's in a batter's box not getting an RBI because they don't like the guy standing on second base. I don't think that's the situation. I just think sometimes when you are in a work environment and you don't like it, walking into the building to do the job is a feeling. And that's the feeling that you don't like. And that can affect your personal mood.
I buy what Browner's selling. I got to be honest with you, that if you dread going to work, you may show up at work, you may not be in a good mood, you may not be as productive, et cetera, et cetera. And could it possibly be? And this is all just, again, I just happened to hear Darren yesterday.
Right.
And I just sort of felt like this is what he was delivering to me, that there's turmoil in the Padre clubhouse. That's how I received it. And I would say that, frankly, he might be a little closer to it because Marty's in that clubhouse literally every day. And AC is on that show weekly, and he's in that clubhouse every day. And
they won't even give us credentials.
And my guess, I've never asked for him. And my guess would be that those guys are telling him that because they're in there every day and they see it and they feel it.
Well, so. Never mind. Let's move on.
What you scared of?
Yeah. Now, wait a second. Come on,
wait,
man.
Wait a minute, bro.
I need to talk to my sources more before I say what I want to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. When are you coming back with it? I'll write it down.
I have an insider in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Okay. When are you coming back?
A member of the organization.
Can you do us a favor and have this for us tomorrow?
No.
When are you coming back?
I don't know when I can get a hold of this person.
Why?
When are you coming back? I'm writing it down.
They may or may not be playing tonight.
When are you coming back with the answer? I'm writing it down.
Here's what
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Don't be forced into giving him an answer.
When I come back with an answer.
Oh, hell.
What day is that?
Oh, goodness.
Whenever
gracious.
I get one.
All right. Well,
it ends in day.
All right. Nice. All right. Hey, listen, let me do this. And by the way, Browner, you see that? That's a non-traditional. He's on the bump. He's behind the dish. This is just marvelous. He's a ball player. See, this is a different kind of pregame.
I don't like the negativity after a win. This top left over here was yelling at me and Scott, like, what's Gary Sanchez going to do for you? Why is he free agent? What's he going to do? Nothing. Just like exactly like Nola give you nothing. I just saw the clip on our Instagram today because I was somebody was like poo-pooing on Gary Sanchez. Browner was poo-pooing all over Gary Sanchez. I'm not coming over here with negative energy after a shutout victory when Blake Snell looking like a good Blake Snell back-to-back start. So I'm not going to come up here.
And by the way,
like, oh, this clubhouse. No, I can't let that slide.
You can have it all the time you want. This pitching staff, though, for all the talk about Austin Nola managing this pitching staff, and you can live with him being a non-factor in your lineup because of the way he manages his pitching staff, Gary Sanchez, to me, and you can show the numbers, Alex, not only has come in and made the catcher position significantly better in a week, how long it lasts, we'll find out, but not only are they already better, but he seems to be managing this pitching staff just fine. Go ahead, Alex. Take us through the numbers.
Yeah, well, the numbers are very obvious. He already has 3 home runs, 6 RBIs. Austin Nola in, what is that, 5 times the amount of at-bats has 1 home run and 7 RBIs. The Padres are 4-2 when Gary Sanchez starts at catcher. This is Blake Snell talking about Gary Sanchez. By the way, if you didn't know this, because I didn't know this, Gary Sanchez has the most home runs against Blake Snell than any other player in baseball. Wow. Because when Gary was in New York and Blake was with the Rays, he got 5 home runs off Blake Snell in his career. This was Blake talking about Gary Sanchez.
He's the man. That was the one thing I kept laughing about in the dugout. I was like, we'd be really good together, especially with how well he hits me. So he sees my pitches really well, and for him to call behind the plate is very comforting that he's not hitting. I've seen him hit 5 off of me, so prefer it to be on my team, yeah.
Yeah. I guess last night, according to the recap, Gary Sanchez was calling pitches, not Blake Snell.
Mm.
Yeah. So, anyways, go ahead, Browner.
Go ahead, Browner. Last chance to dance here. Let's get into the highlight of the day.
So now you'll get back.
No, I don't have time. No time.
After y'all done ran interference, and so now the topic, the point has changed. Now you're trying to come back to me. So now it looks like I'm just bitching about something that happened. That's what y'all just did to me.
I don't like what Scott just
did. Yeah, you know what? You know what, like, man? Y'all are wild, bro. Y'all are wild. Y'all gonna sit here. They're gonna slander me. Y'all gonna slander
me. Not a slander.
And then you're gonna go to the topic.
Listen,
for me to come back after I've been slandered with no chance to respond to the slander.
Let me play it. Let me play it. This is what you said. This is what you said.
Hey, I
just want to know a little more about what we're getting here.
He's available. He's available. You ain't getting nothing. You're gonna get what you're already getting from these other 2 bozos. Nothing.
Thank you. You ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing. You're getting the exact same thing that you're getting from these 2 bozos. Quote.
I'm glad you had the guts to play that. Because let me tell you something, okay? For you to try to frame me, okay? What I was saying and the point in which I was making, I see you down there, is if this guy is available, he's available for a reason. Wherever he's at, it ain't working. So therefore, he on the scrap heap, and we were able to pick him up. So don't expect anything. Now, what you're getting is different. Don't expect
anything. That's
not what
you said.
Context. You slander me.
No.
Don't slander me.
Cancel. I'm not slandering. Cancel. Cancel culture.
I said what you just said in the same. I could play the whole clip if you want. Because I'm the one that said it. No, it wasn't the whole thing.
I said it. I know what I said.
All right, let's take a listen. Let's take a listen. Let's take a listen. Actually, let's not take a listen. You know what? Let's do this. Let's get to the highlight of the day, man. Let's switch topics before Browner implodes.
It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
Our highlight of the day is brought to you by Torialistics. Promo code is FEELGOOD. Spend
Slander is a pro girl. It's
get
a promo 20% code.
20% off your purchase. Listen, Ryan Weather's the best pitcher in the Padres. Yeah, we all know
wrong.
Your baseball
I was wrong
picks.
About great. That. I made a mistake.
Yeah. And you're all wrong about Gary Sanchez so far. Promo code FEELGOOD. Promo code FEELGOOD.
Let me tell you guys about this highlight before we play it. Ask yourself this question.
Question.
Do you know the reporter we're about to see in action? Have you ever seen this person before? Go ahead and play it, Alex.
I mean, it's amazing. A very loud crowd here at T-Mobile Arena. Obviously, Vegas fans enjoying the less than ideal night.
All right. So if you were having a hard time hearing it on radio, for those of you that are watching it on YouTube, dude, there's this female reporter. She's from Miami. She's covering the Florida Panthers, who are playing in the Stanley Cup Finals, to the Vegas Knights. The game is over. They come to her to do a live shot. She's in the middle of describing what's going on, still a loud crowd, blah, blah, blah. And there's these drunken fools that are trying to get into her live shot. And this girl, with her right hand, holding the left hand with the microphone, with her right hand, starts pushing this dude out of the frame, going, no, no, that is not the kind of fan you want to be. And this girl manhandled this dude on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
Browner's got a look on his face.
Don't no, man. Listen, I've been slandered enough. I'm not touching this.
Where am I going with this? Do you know this young reporter's name? This female reporter? You don't know her name?
Samantha Rivera is her name, but I don't know her.
Samantha, I don't know her either. But I looked her up on Twitter. You should look her up on Twitter. Look at her pinned tweet on Twitter. Samantha Rivera is her name. She's down in Miami. The Florida Panthers are playing in Vegas. It's the 11 o'clock news in Miami. Let's go live to Las Vegas. That's where Samantha's standing by. Hey, thanks, guys. It's super loud here. You know, Vegas dominant win in game two. And this drunken fool is trying to mess with this young lady.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so now you're seeing her pinned tweet. Yeah. I didn't know who she was, Samantha Rivera. Browner, you ever hear of Samantha Rivera?
Not until right now.
Okay, me neither. But, Alex, I don't know if you can put this on the screen or not. I have no idea technically if you can do this. My understanding is, here it is. Alex is showing us her pinned tweet. Go ahead and play that video if you can.
Oh, there's a dog right by me. Sorry. He's very excited about today's game as well. Well, all right. So they are honoring Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. as well as Trent Grisham on Sunday. So lots of exciting stuff happening here this weekend. For now, I'll send it back to you live in the studio.
So I didn't know Samantha. I didn't know Samantha Rivera worked for the Fox 5 in San Diego. And if you missed, you're just hearing it. You're hearing her talking about Manny Machado and you're talking about Tatis. So this got to be what, Alex, 2+ years ago?
That was 2021.
Okay, right. Yeah. I didn't know Samantha Rivera was in San Diego working for Fox 5. I've never heard of her before. But she went so viral last night.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many followers this girl must have on Twitter today. She went so viral for pushing this guy out of the screen. And then she went off on Twitter. She's like, hey, I don't give a damn what you're doing during the game. I'm a professional, Jack. I showed up mm-hmm. to do some business here, okay? Mm-hmm. And you are not messing with my business. You is not the kind of fan you want to be. I love that. That was awesome.
You don't mess with Latinas, dude. Mm-mm. Trust me, okay? Mm-mm. You don't. Especially when they're trying to do something.
Right. I mean, when that dog was going around her during her live shot in front of Petco Park, she was cute. She was like, oh, mm-hmm. this is so cute, this little dog. When mm-hmm. some drunken fool is trying to get into her live shot, sucker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
What do you think about that performance, Browner? Or are you still not over your slander?
No. It's not about the slander. I don't got no comment on this story because I don't feel the way y'all feel.
How do you feel?
I just told you. I'm not gonna get into it.
Why? You think that the fans should jump into her live shot and ruin her live shot?
I think if you're going to physically restrain someone from doing something, you need to be careful doing that because everybody doesn't respond the same way. So she should have had some security or something like that.
That's
around.
Right. There should have been security there. That's right.
That could go sideways for someone when you push a drunk fan at a hockey game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But hey,
that's all.
My girl, Maria, is that her name? Maria, what's her name?
Samantha.
Samantha. Mm-hmm. Samantha what?
Rivera.
Samantha Rivera. Yo, you go,
Samantha
girl.
Rivera.
Samantha Rivera.
The way she said Fernando Tatis Jr.
See, right. Yeah. She's a Manny Machado.
Yeah.
Wherever she doing, she on the right track. She worked here in San Diego, California. Now she's working in Miami. Yeah. She got a good agent.
Right. She went from San Diego, now Miami. Next stop for a young lady like this, especially after going viral like that, 100%. Well, New York or you go to network television.
I heard Skip Bayless needs a co-host.
Oh damn.
That dumpster fire. Nobody's... They say it's going to be either McCoy. Nick Wright or LeSean McCoy. No thanks to both of them.
LeSean McCoy is perfect for that show because he says stupid stuff on the show nobody watches. The time,
well, they, yeah. But you know that they desperately need a black co-host. Guy. Has to be a black guy.
It can't be Nick Wright. He likes the voice of his. He likes the sound of his voice way too much.
I thought about this.
But the problem is Nick Wright is an ultra LeBron fanboy.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I thought to myself about this. Like, gosh, if Fox came to me and said, hey, we want you to work with Skip Bayless, I'd be like, why would I want to do that? And then they're like, we'll give you $5 million. Like, I'd do that.
There you go. That live money. They're going to give you that live money.
But if I got to be paid like a PGA player, not like a live player, I can't work with Skip Bayless. And I also know money. He needs balance, man. Can't have me there.
Jewish guy on there?
Can't put a white guy on there. No. Mm-hmm. Cannot put a white guy on there. All right. Radio listeners, plenty more to get to, so don't go anywhere. Everybody else, podcast viewers, podcast listeners, we're getting uncensored over here. Radio listeners, stick with us. Everybody else, let's get on. Dude, just as we're getting ready to start the uncensored portion, my phone rings with my daughter, Julia, who's FaceTiming me. Dude, I'm going to tell you guys a quick story. I have been so embarrassed. My girlfriend got me for for Christmas, I think 2 years ago, a Theragun. I love this Theragun. And this mother effer has been gone for a good year. And if I'm being honest, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be honest about lying. I've been telling my girlfriend, oh my God, I love this Theragun. It's the best thing ever. Oh my God, I use it all the time. She'll come over. She'll go, where is it? I'll be like, it must be in one of the kids' rooms. Dude, I haven't been able to find this thing for a year. Julia just FaceTimed me. Jules, where are you? Julia just FaceTimed me. Tell Alex and Browner what you got.
It was under my bed.
Classic.
So technically you weren't lying.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. Let me see that Theragun. I cannot believe you took my Theragun and it's been gone for a year and you've turned me into having to lie.
It still has charge too.
That's impressive charge. I mean, it's been under your bed for a year.
It's good battery. It's good battery life.
That's marvelous.
That is just wonderful.
It's wonderful.
What else was under there?
What else was under the bed? Browner wants to know what else was under the bed, Jules.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Does she,
I'm a hoarder, she said.
Scott, now that you're throwing, now that you're spending the night in Los Angeles,
that's funny.
Once a week, is she like raging on Monday nights? Is she inviting friends over and like having parties and stuff? She's solo, right?
Just gonna pretend not to hear that. Yeah, he's gonna ignore that.
Yeah.
Look at him. Just doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. He's gonna ignore you.
Dude, totally broke up. The internet here. I'm up at ESPN in LA. The internet here sucks.
Well, you made it.
A portion of the show today, right? I had to leave and come back.
You should tell Piff to invest into their shares and put some good internet in there.
I know.
They own some Disney.
I know. What were you saying? What were you saying while I couldn't
I was
hear
saying, you? So now you spend the night in LA once a week. Is your girl throwing like ragers Monday nights now? Is she just partying it up because you left her alone?
No. Thankfully, I got college kids home and they're not.
They're throwing the ragers then.
Nah, my son regulates, you know? He regulates.
Do they listen to him?
No.
One of them doesn't.
He's good. He's good about tattletaling, you know. Dad, they're about to. They have people over, Dad. Then I call him. I go, "Do you have people over?
Did he get a job yet?"
Oh yeah, he's working already. He's working back at the Rancho Valencia.
Got it.
And,
nice.
He's a server's assistant.
He's ratting him out because you're going to keep giving him money. But yeah,
my man's working, dude. He works as a server's assistant. Alex, you'd be proud of him. You know, guy shows up sharp, dressed, ready to go, and acts all professional and clean, shaven, and hair looks good. And
it's nice.
Guy got on the uni. Yeah, he's doing good, man. And what's amazing now, I don't know how it was back when you were working in restaurants, but you know, they have an app now, and the kids can see who's scheduled for what jobs, how many people are working on a shift, and then it's like at the end of the night, they're like, oh, this is how much I made in tips. Like, they follow it all on apps.
Listen, man, AR, bro. AR the future, man. Don't be the apps, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, get the headset. Yeah. Get the headset.
Mm. Yeah, did you do that, Alex, back in the day? Did you, like, find out
no
your tips?
Apps, this old-ass man. I ain't had no motherfucking apps when he was working at
No, dude. We fucking had
a piece of cardboard in the back on the wall.
We had paper schedules, and then we had a Facebook group where people would just be like, hey, can someone cover my shift here? Can someone cover my shift here? Or does anybody have shifts to be covered? We had a Facebook group.
That's unbelievable. That's hilarious.
Time has changed. Hilarious. Speaking of which, I actually saw a picture this weekend. I don't know who showed it to me, but it was around that time when I was like 2008, nine, when I was still in college and working at Sammy's, mm-hmm. and I didn't have a beard. It's fucking irrecognizable almost, dude.
Dude, I would love to see, I haven't seen you without a beard. I maybe 2012.
Yeah, I mean, because like, and even then, like, even we were still going when I met my wife, I was doing more of a 5 o'clock wannabe shadow look mm-hmm. more than beard. mm-hmm. So, like, even then, like, I looked fucking weird. So, yeah,
I know. I have my buddy Blair, who's one of my best friends. He's had a beard for probably the last 10 years. But sometimes on my phone, something will pop up from beyond that, you know, earlier than that. Yeah. And I'll send him the picture. I go, bro, who is this young man right here? Like, I don't even recognize this young guy with no beard.
So, Alex, how much would it take to cut the top of your hair to the same length as the side of your hair?
The top of my head?
Yeah.
I'd be more willing to cut the top of my head than I am get rid of the beard. I just like looking at photos. I just have such large cheeks. Like when I smile, they're just so fucking balled up.
Do you know that Browner though, who's Mr. Anti Mustache? Mustaches are stupid.
Hate him.
You're talking about his Instagram.
Oh my god, exactly. Browner has,
I just saw it yesterday.
Browner has motherfucking Browner. This fucking guy. This motherfucker.
Shit,
this motherfucker right here. He fucking has on a mustache. On his little animated emoji.
Emoji, yeah.
Right, right. So all of a sudden you'll see on Browner's Instagram, you'll see like this cartoon face, you know, and it's like, hey, y'all, let me talk about some shit all up in this motherfucker. Right, and then he starts cursing you out. And the fucking emoji has a mustache. Now, dude, if you don't like mustaches and you keep saying that one just grows daily, why does your Bitmoji have a mustache?
He fucking loves them.
Because my face has a mustache.
Look at this.
Are you really gonna do this?
Oh hell yeah! Look at this.
That's a good stash on him.
Wait, though. Can you play the audio? Because he goes like this. Like it'll just start off like.
For you to come out here and talk about whether or not Jamie Foxx did or didn't have a stroke or brain bleed or whatever the fuck I keep seeing on Twitter, because Jamie Foxx is sick. You think it's because of the vaccination? That shows me how fucking little actual evidence you motherfuckers have.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
Browner, what the fuck is with the emoji with the mustache?
And why do you have a gold tooth? Why do you have a gold tooth?
And what's with that hat you're
wearing?
I thought
that was funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I hate fucking mustaches. They're stupid, but my Bitmoji has one, and I have one.
Oh, man. That's
you think we didn't see that, Browner? But you think you were hiding that from us?
I was uploading our reel yesterday, and I haven't been on since last week. And the first one on our timeline was Browner's Bitmoji with his pencil stash.
Brown, when you gonna write a review on like Spider-Man or any
Across
of that shit?
Spider-Verse, baby. Working on it.
When you gonna write a blog entry for the website, dog?
It'll be up by tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going Thursday.
You're gonna watch. Right. Spider, he's gonna be 24 hours late.
Spider-Man.
Oh, you're going to see. you're going to see the movie Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were saying Browner couldn't get it up until Thursday.
Oh, I don't know when not down. Browner can't get it up. That's
slow down, bro.
That's a different conversation.
What are we doing?
Yeah. All right, let's rock out of here.
Seems to me to have that problem.
We're back tomorrow. Let's get out of here. Until
the problem,
then,
it won't stop.
Peace out, motherfucker.